Kristelijk, and welcome to Tibet This Week, a weekly news edition on Tibet, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and Central Tibetan Administration. Let's have a look at today's headlines. His Holiness the Dalai Lama begins two-day teaching. Tibetans under severe repression, former political prisoner, a recent arrival from Tibet, tells her story. U.S. Senate committee approves Resolve Tibet bill. Central Tibetan Administration welcomes the move. Sigyong Bimba Tsering intensifies lobby effort in North America. Kalun Thalam Doma Changra begins inspection of schools in Himachal Pradesh. Representative Rinzi Chodeng Genka briefs Dutch Ambassador for Human Rights on the critical situation in Tibet. Kalun Nozuduma launches Tibet Policy Institute's book on Tibet's Gandhi Podang government. His Holiness the Dalai Lama began a two-day teaching on the 100 deities of Tushita Heaven in this morning at the request of Lamin Gegin Teaching Mongol Sungchu Organizing Committee at the main temple in Dharamshala. The teaching can be viewed live on the official web pages of Office of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and also on Tibet TV's pages. Speaking to the press today, a young Tibetan girl, Nam Ki, says the Tibetans are suffering under the Chinese government's increased repression of their basic rights and fundamental freedom. During a press conference facilitated by the Department of Information and International Relations of Central Tibetan Administration, today, 24-year-old Nam Ki, who arrived in India from Tibet last year, told her harrowing account of Chinese government authorities' illegal and unlawful detention, torture in detention centers, ill treatment in prison, including discrimination, absence of fair trial, and extreme fear and anxiety upon release due to constant surveillance. Nam Ki hails from Pema Latang in Charo village, Ngaba County, Tibet. The Chinese government authorities arrested her for undertaking a peaceful march along with her cousin sister Tinsi Doma holding portrait of His Holiness the Dalai Lama on October 21st in 2015 in Ngapa. Chinese government authorities arrested both of them within 10 minutes of their march and detained them for more than a year. During their time in detention centers, they were denied food and faced beatings and psychological pressure. In November 2016, the Tochu County Court sentenced them to 3 years in prison without a fair trial. On October 21, 2018, Nam Ki and Tinsi Doma were released upon completing their prison terms. On Tuesday this week, the United States Senate Committee on Foreign Relations approved the Resolve Tibet Bill promoting a resolution to the Tibet-China Dispute Act. The Central Tibetan Administration welcomed the move. Sigyong Bimba Tsering said the approval marks a significant step towards countering China's false narrative on Tibet's history. He thanked Chairman Senator Cardin and all the members for their unwavering support. Dr. Namgye Chedup, representative of Office of Tibet North America, delivered this great news to the members of North American Tibetan Associations and extended his appreciation on behalf of the Central Tibetan Administration for their commitment to seeking support from the senators of their respective states and called for continued effort. The bill has secured passage in the U.S. House of Representatives, where it was introduced by Representative Jim McGovern and Michael McCaul. Following its approval by the Senate committee, the bill is now ready to proceed to the Senate floor. The bipartisan bicameral bill, also known as the Resolve Tibet Bill, reaffirms the U.S. policy of supporting direct dialogue between the People's Republic of China and representatives of His Holiness the Dalai Lama or with democratically elected Tibetan leaders without any preconditions to resolve the Tibet-China conflict. The legislation also aims to counter disinformation propagated by the Chinese government regarding Tibet, including fabricated narratives about Tibet's history, culture, people, and institutions, including that of the Dalai Lama. Sigyong Bembatsing of the Central Tibetan Administration is currently embarking on his official endeavors in Washington, D.C. since Monday, 15 April, as part of his engagements in North America. Along with the leadership of the International Campaign for Tibet, Sigyong has been actively involved in meetings with legislators and government officials to push for the passage of the Resolve Tibet Bill. Sigyong Bembatsing has been undertaking a series of official engagements in North America, beginning from Canada, where Sigyong engaged in addressing the Tibetan community, discussing the Tibet cause at the research centers, and meeting with Canadian legislators in Montreal. On 11 April, Sigyong Bembatsing spoke to the Tibetan residents of Montreal on the 16 Kashaks political and administrative endeavors as part of his second leg visit at the gathering organized by the Tibetan Cultural Association of Quebec. The Tibetan political leader's talk encompasses the historical status of Tibet, ongoing critical situation inside Tibet, and the 16 Kashaks' strategic approaches to resolving the long-standing Tibet-China conflict through the middle way approach policy and its efforts in safeguarding the sustenance of Tibetan settlements. On the same day, the Montreal Institute of Genocide and Human Rights Studies at Concordia University hosted a roundtable discussion featuring Sigyong Bembatsing. Speaking at mixed members, Sigyong Bembatsing raised concern over China's systematic annihilation of unique Tibetan identity, discussed the geopolitical significance of the Tibetan Plateau, and outlined the challenges confronting the international community in addressing China. Kyle Matthew, the executive director of the MIGS, expressed appreciation for Sigyong's insightful remarks on the PRC's violation of human rights. Later that day, Sigyong Bembatsing called on Yves Francois Blanchet, the leader of Bloc Quebecois, and MP Alexis Brunel Dussopt, and discussed issues concerning Tibet-China conflict and Tibetans' strive to preserve their cultural heritages. Sigyong was accompanied by Representative Dr. Namgye Chudu from the Office of Tibet in Washington, D.C., and Canada Tibet Committee's Chair Sambil Halungpa, Vice Chair Louisa Durante, and Executive Director Sherab Tarjin during the meetings. Prior to his engagements in Montreal, Ontario, parliamentary friends of Tibet received Sigyong Bembatsing to the Ontario Parliament. After the completion of his Canada official visit in Canada, Sigyong began his official engagements in the U.S. beginning from Vermont and Boston. During this leg of his visit, he participated in public talks, engaged with young individuals, and held meetings with congressional and legislative representatives. On April 12, Sigyong met with Senator Peter Welch, David Scher, the state director at the Office of Representative Becca Berlind, and staff from Burlington Mayor Emma Mulvaney-Stanek's office in the United States, state of Vermont. During these meetings, Sigyong conveyed the urgent situation in Tibet, highlighting China's efforts to eradicate Tibet's distinct culture, identity, and assimilate the Tibetan people. Following these meetings, Sigyong interacted with local Tibetan youths, discussing Tibet's historical significance, the Tibetan Plateau's history, as well as its natural environment. Later in the evening, Sigyong was welcomed in the traditional Tibetan manner with a cultural dance performance by the Regional Tibetan Association. Sigyong commended the efforts of the Regional Tibetan Association in organizing meetings with officials and local authorities despite their small team, appreciating their efficiency during the brief duration of his visit. Upon arrival in Boston, Sigyon delivered a speech to local Tibetan residents and engaged in an interactive session with Tibetan youths. Kalyan Thalam Doma Changra of the Department of Education began her inspection of Tibetan schools in Himachal Pradesh. Beginning from Monday this week, Kalyan visited Tibetan Children's Village Gopalpur, Tibetan Children's Village School and Samboda Tibetan School Society in Chondara. Kalyan Thalam Doma Changra convened meetings with the school administrators and visited classrooms, hostels and homes to inspect learning environment and the facilities. In her address to the students, Kalyan emphasized the importance of preserving the Tibetan language and encouraged the students to utilize their potential to the best of their ability and improve their weaknesses while knowing their strengths. To achieve this goal, she said that students should communicate openly with their teachers to bring out the best in them. In the presence of Kalyan Nonzu Doma, the Department of Information and International Relations, the Tibet Policy Institute hosted a book launch ceremony this Thursday. The publication contains compilation of research articles on Tibet's Kangde Podang government by three Tibetan academics, Changduk Topla, senior lecturer on Tibetan history at College of Higher Tibetan Studies, Sonam Gelsen, former Tibetan parliamentarian and senior lecturer at the College of Higher Tibetan Studies, and Nyen Thar, lecturer in the Tibetan language and literature at Dalai Lama Institute for Higher Education. Kalyan commended the efforts put in by the editor and researchers and appreciated TPI for carrying out such initiatives. She said these research papers would play a pivotal role in supplying factual content to unaligned foreign researchers and informing younger Tibetan generations about the history of their long-lost country. Representative Rixi Chuden Gyeka met with His Excellency Wim Gertz, Dutch Ambassador for Human Rights at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Netherlands. During the meeting, Representative Gyeka expressed her gratitude to Ambassador Gertz for his recent expression of concern on the situation in Derike and calling on the Chinese government for the immediate release of those arrested for exercising their fundamental rights. Representative Gyeka further briefed Ambassador Gertz on the critical situation in the Tibet, highlighting, among other things, Chinese interference in the succession of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and the forced assimilation of Tibetan children in Chinese state-run boarding schools aimed at eradicating Tibetan identity and culture. Ambassador Gertz reaffirmed his government's continued support and informed Representative Gyeka that Prime Minister Rudd raised the issue of Tibet with his Chinese counterparts during his visit to China in March this year. Ambassador Gertz was previously the ambassador of the Kingdom of Netherlands to China and is well acquainted with the situation in Tibet. That is all the news for this week's edition of Tibet This Week. Thank you for watching Tibet TV.